Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
Hey, you seen what he did on Facebook, right?
Listen, I'm going to make a motherfucking emoji like this, look.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
BoxingVoice.com. All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. We done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was balls, balls. No fight.
My life has always been a fight.
I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot right and go down?
That's not pressure. That's just my style. My style is to dominate. I want to get the guy. I want to stop the guy. You know, my motto is man down.
Archibus.com.
Why you mad?
I'm not saying the man can't take body shots. Wait for motherfucking March.
It's going down, baby. Wait for motherfucking March, and we're going to get an answer. Can the man take body shots? Wait for March, and we're going to get an answer. Is he one time or is he sometimes? Wait for March, and we're going to get an answer. We're going to find out just how swift little Danny is. I'm going to head on over to the other host here in the Garden State so we can get this thing going.
What's up, man?
That's right. Wait till March, and we're going to have a TBV appreciation party the night before the Keith Thurman versus Danny Garcia fight. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, if you wasn't there, you missed it. I'm sure you probably saw some of it on IG, but not like what we got putting together. You know, I'm just stitching pieces up, but awesome press conference. So make sure you drop us a 5-star review for bringing it to you. Make sure you thumbs up us on this show right now. Nestor Gibbs, tell me about your experience at the conference. Who did we see? Who sweat dripped on you when the little
It wasn't a media workout, but before we get all into the details, let's head on over to California, to the West Coast over here. Matt, what's going on, brother?
Nothing much, guys. It was a interesting press conference, to say the least. You know, Keith Thurman versus Danny Garcia, my bad, was a exciting one for sure. Racial slurs were being thrown. Angel may have wanted to beat up a woman. You know, there's a lot of questionable things that happened during it. I think the one thing we can agree on is that everyone's talking about it. So, you know, bad press sells, unfortunately, but that's just the nature of the game.
Definitely. So are they really talking about, I've been too busy, you know, doing Badu Jack shows and uploading and cooking. Is social media going crazy? I haven't had the opportunity. Enrique, while you've been in the lab over there, have you been getting a bunch of pings?
When you say pings, you mean like
notifications on your phone, like fight talk, bing, fight talk. They talking about Keith Thurman, bing, bing.
Yeah. And later in the day, actually, but not like, who you got? I got a lot of that. Who you got? The other guy or Danny? So yeah, it seems that Thurman is not as popular as the hardcore fans will make him out to be. But you know.
I'll put it this way. I don't know what got more hate, the racial slurs or when Angel Garcia said to, I forget her name, it's like Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Swanson. Wow. He said,
I'm going to jack you up to a woman. You just can't say that.
He didn't say that. I didn't hear that. He said that?
Yeah. It's on tape, man. It's on tape.
Yeah, well, they hugged afterwards, so whatever. If you're watching this on YouTube,
it just looks bad. It looks bad.
If you're watching this on YouTube, here are a few of the shots here from the press conference. The good old Dan Birmingham. Shout out to Dan being a hell of a hell of a man. Dan already giving me and the team keys to the gym, inviting the good old TBV over to Florida so we can get up close and personal with the caveman. Excuse me, Keith Thurman. Thurman needs to get a fucking barber to fly around with him the way Mayweather does, I swear. But whatever. Listen, this was a great press conference. I literally have a smile still on my face because me and Enrique, right, he wanted this shot, right? And Enrique's like, yo, Ness, weren't you born? No. Yo, he made me do this shot like 7 times in the code. You guys are going to get to Patreon. You'll get to see all the cutting room bloopers. And by the way, Enrique, finish editing that up. It's uploading as we speak. You're going to watch not a video, a movie. Don't forget, it's all in preparation for March 4th, the biggest unification clash of 2014 thus far. Danny Garcia going up against Keith Thurman, who's the A-side, and that's something we got to talk about, Enrique. Who did you feel was the A-side in this promotion?
Man, well, you know, one of the callers of a week ago said, or Sunday, said the A-side who brings the most people to the arena, that's the A side, who brings the most money. I like to say with confidence that Danny Garcia is the A side, in my opinion, based off of that he is the one who's going to sell out this arena. But it does,
but check it out, remember
it ain't Danny DeBella, that's A side, it's Andrew.
Yeah, but remember Lou DiBella said at the podium, and we'll have the audio press conference is also uploading. I hope Enrique makes it snappy pappy, but Lou DiBella said that Keith Thurman holds the record for the highest revenue in there and the gate. So maybe
wait, let me cut you off. Angel Garcia corrected that.
And well, Angel corrected him by saying, I believe Danny holds the record
by a few hundred, like,
yeah, but you know, the Thurman Porter fight was the most recent fight. So if he broke the records, look, they said Thurman had 2 records in the Barclay. Gate revenue and tickets. As you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, and if you're not, you better come on over here. While you're there, hit that thumbs up button. But look at the way Angel and Thurman are going at each other. So like I was saying, when Enrique was like, yo, Ness, this one I want, because you know he's a director and all that shit. Look, it was so good to see Enrique in his element too. You know, Showtime, they all knew him right away. They was like, hey, Enrique, what's going on and shit? Rubbing elbows with the Showtime people. Boom. So then we doing our little shot. He's got me doing it in the freezing cold. You can literally see my breath in the cold. You know how it is when it's cold. I know you people out there in them sunny Floridas and California, you know nothing about the freezer that is New York City, Brooklyn at this time of the year, okay? And we were out there, and he's like, nah, Ness, you got to do it again. You don't do it again. By the 5th time, the Barclays Center security came out like, are you guys going into the press conference? I'm like, yo, the director wants another shot. But in that shot, I was saying that people better not blink, that I didn't think Thurman would allow Angel to talk shit, and I didn't think that Angel would go through this press conference without not talking shit. And it played out wonderfully. I mean, Thurman gave us just enough, but kept it very classy, you know, and Angel went above and possibly beyond. You know, I'm seeing headlines already questioning whether or not his comments can be brushed off, or were they racial at this point?
I think they were not racial. I think that they were, you know, where he comes from, North Side Philly, you know, that's normal vernacular of that area, or in areas in Brooklyn. So remember back in the day when Macho Camacho was like, yo, I fight all those. And I won't use the word to not offend anyone. But he didn't mean it as in like with the ER. He just said it with the ah. You know what I mean? So it's not.
But then he went on and said, you know, like, fuck all these immigrants, you know, coming in and like taking like our fights or whatever.
Oh,
He was saying
it like, very political, I would say. I don't know. Like, you can combine the two and correlate the two and say this guy's a piece of shit. You know that.
He did make it political because he started talking that Trump shit and everything. He went anywhere.
Yeah, I think he just lost his mind actually at that moment.
And I'll put this. Assalamu
alaikum.
He threw out an assalamu alaikum at the end. Oh my god!
He went all over the place.
Yo, he went everywhere.
Very quickly, I just think that
at least the man got perfect taste in shades. I tell you, I'd be happy he give me a shit pair of them shades for Christmas.
The thing is, it's not about like what we think. It's about what new viewers think. Because when they, because I know I saw somewhere in boxing scene that both Thurman and Garcia want this to do like over 8 million viewers on CBS. Well, that means you're trying to get a lot more viewers that have never like really watched boxing before. So when they see videos of this, that's a turnoff to people that are just casual sports fans. It is.
I got a counter to that. You know, you and I earlier.
If you heard anyone say this in the NFL or the NBA or the MLB or the NHL, you know they would be suspended and it would be a big deal.
Yeah, but those sports aren't this sport. Those sports people are wearing tights and
but when people see it on CBS, when it's on CBS, it tries to be like the other sports. When you're on a network television like CBS, you have to act different. You have to.
No, that's why I'm that's the only thing I'm
not for me. Not for me. But in order for them to succeed, that's what they need to do.
Matt. Remember you and I earlier were saying to each other, damn, we can't find a press conference, right? And I'm like, yeah, fucking casual. We ain't upload our shit yet. And I think that the holdup is, because I was standing right next to Showtime, you know? So I know that they recorded it. My tripod was set up to both of their two wonderful toys that they had, right? And I know they recorded it, but I think that they're bleeping all that out. And that's, at the very least, what they can do. The average casual fan isn't going to know that he's saying ER or A at the end because it will be bleeded out.
That may make it worse.
That's even better. It's like, damn, that dude's really cursing, but you don't know what the hell he's saying.
But you kind of do. Come on. Like, even when they blurt it out, you can kind of guess what they're saying.
But they're going to blur out bitch, ass, and er, so you'll never hear it. We'll see what happens because I know Showtime, they got to do something with that footage. It got too crazy in there. Listen, I had a sit down with Steven Espinosa, and you're going to love it. Wait till it comes out. I mean, casual, what's the percentage over there? Talk to me in percentages, baby. Slow. Well,
I'm here. I'm working on two projects at once, both of them for the Boxing Voice. So you'll make sure
What's the upload percentage, player?
Percentage right now, the
Oh, he ain't even started to upload, Matt. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, this press conference is so serious. Plus, the movie that we shot in there is so serious. It features Paulie Malignaggi. It features Keith Thurman's walking in rage, Matt, as we walk him to his taxi.
This is a Hillary Clinton pivot right here. I love it.
Really? I don't want to sound like that, but yeah, it's going to happen. Also featuring Matt 215. Featuring,
Man, we had the whole DSG team in it. Yo, it was so beautiful.
Wait. One moment that you guys gotta watch. What's Eric's last name? The trainer?
Eric Kelly
and Nestor Gibbs, you know, talking, not making predictions, just talking,
exchanging words, talking boxing, talking Keith Thurman one time, and Danny Swift.
Lou DiBella comes in
swoops in like an eagle. Coming to the defense of Keith one time Thurman and then Eric Kelly. I mean, I'm in the middle with the microphone. You don't even know. It was the illest, most intense face-off kind of political debate / the politics because they were talking straight up hardcore boxing. I mean, yeah. You just got to tune in. You got to tune in. This is going to be a firecracker of a fight. You know, back to what I was saying about Steven Espinosa, Matt, because what I asked Steven Espinosa was, since we're only used to the pay-per-view model to justify or create a boxing star, can one be created without that pay-per-view model, especially now that we found out that this fight is on CBS? So we're not only doing this show because it's a press conference and it got announced and Angel got a little crazy, but we're getting this one on free TV. Thurman Porter was on free TV, and so is now Thurman Garcia. Now, obviously, it's Thurman Garcia when you say it. So Thurman is their A-side. Lou DiBella was under the impression that Thurman holds two new records in the Barclays Center. Thurman has been that fighter that continued to get inaugural network debuts. And, you know, this seems no different. He is a 2.5 favorite in this fight. But, Matt, what's your thoughts? CBS, not Showtime.
Well, one, when you ask the question about making a star, I think you can absolutely make a star on primetime network television. I think that's actually a better way to make a star than pay-per-view. And when we look back, because, you know, they made the tagline like, oh, like, you know, like second, you know, boxing fight on primetime network, you know, network television on CBS in 40 years. And I did some digging into that. And it's kind of not true. Like, Bernard Hopkins fought Glenn Johnson on CBS in 1997. And when you go back even farther for like primetime television on CBS, Leon Spinks fought, hold on, what was his name? I have it right here. Jesse Burnett, and that pulled like over like 25 million viewers on CBS. And when you think about it, in like 1982, Leon Spinks pulling in like over 25 million viewers, like that's where we want boxing to get to. And that's, and when we talk about stars, we're gonna have to change what we define a star to be. We don't want a star to be selling pay-per-view. We want a star to be getting back to that 25 million on CBS, Fox, NBC. And if the goal to do that is to really get fighters to get on primetime network television a lot.
Casual, I mean, you were there, but you were playing director. I don't know, what did you get to listen? You did have the headphones on. I mean, Casual looked great. We had a great setup. And like he said, I mean, everyone's part of the movie. We even got the legendary David Diamante, Paulie Malignaggi, Lou DiBella, Steven Espinoza, the head executive of Showtime Sports, Angel, everybody,
Garcia, the star,
Angel Paul, Garcia, the star, Keith Thurman, the star, Dan Birmingham, everybody. It was great. Can't wait. Definitely stay tuned. Subscribe here to the channel, because that's going to be uploading in a few seconds. Hopefully Casual starts to give us a percentage on the upload and stops ducking us.
Check
your
inbox.
But, Casual, answer the question. I mean, you were playing director. I don't know, did you get to hear it? But do you think that a star, because right away, if Golovkin and Jacobs do a million, we're like, oh, Gennady Golovkin's a star. So how do we know that Thurman or Garcia will be a star after the winner is decided on that night?
Right. I had the headphones on, as you said. And I'm not sure if it was Steven Espinoza or Paulie Malignaggi who said it best. You know, there's stars in the NFL and they're on free TV. There's stars in the NBA and they're on free TV. So I think the star is born with just the attention. Like, who gives the attention? Like, who gets the most attention, whether it's pay-per-view or free TV? I prefer cable television, you know, prime television, cable networks over, you know, free TV, because the narrative behind the fight, I think, makes you a star quicker than, you know, than the normal television. Not taking anything away from them, but I just think the story is told better through HBO or Showtime. You follow me, Matt?
I'm definitely following. So you think it's told better through HBO? And you're right. And I think that comes with, though, familiarity. Like, it's something that you know. It's something that you're used to. But I don't think that the production of a PBC or anything that they have done thus far is any less than a production of a 24/7 or an all access.
I would briefly say that I don't think they have meet the quality of like when 24/7 was at its prime. Like Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya, 24/7 was amazing. You know, all access for even guys like Mayweather, Robert Guerrero was awesome. You know, so like those are the primes of those respective documentaries. And I don't think PBC has done anything to meet that. But I would say that the overall reach of a CBS, of an NBC, of a Fox is so much more of a reward than HBO. So I think that we need to move fighting off of television networks such as HBO and Showtime and start moving towards CBS, NBC, and Fox, because that's going to help the sport out in the long run.
A reward. I mean, I guess it's a reward. If you put it that
way, exposure is a reward. Because think about it, like you can angle stardom and views to make money. You know, if you are viewed by millions and millions of people, it's easier to get sponsorships. It's easier to get advertisers. And it's easier to make money. When you're only viewed by a million people on HBO, it's harder because you're limited on your exposure. Exposure on primetime basic cable television is the reward itself.
Yeah.
Really quick. Let me ask you guys, what will be your prediction in terms of views? I asked, I don't know who I asked, but you'll have to watch the video, whatever. I'm asking you guys now.
It'll be higher. It'll be higher than the pay-per-view number, I'm sure.
How many million? Give it to me.
I would go up to like, what was the biggest million? Because I don't want to exaggerate a number.
Well, like Earl Spence.
I never paid attention, but if 6 million is the highest, this is a big ass fight. I think it will go into like the 10, 12 million.
Mm. Mm. Now, what he didn't tell you, and that's why I didn't want him to fucking tell you and ruin your guess, is that that was right in between like the Olympics or something. So, you know,
it was right after the USA men's basketball team.
Yeah, well, so it's like Earl got a lot of unexpecting watchers, you know, and the haters will say, well, a lot of people left their TV on after the basketball game.
Right, but check this out, though. Steven Espinoza said it. I don't know if he was responsible for that, but that probably was the strategy. He said it, well, you know, we're going to put it and package it where normal people don't really go to look for boxing. You know what I'm saying? Where the normal person is there. So, you know, that's probably the strategy for Earl Spence, that after the basketball game, people would stay tuned and watch this fight.
That was NBC. So Steven Espinoza had no control over that. No,
I'm not giving him the credit for that. But there's guys just like him doing the same job. So somebody packaged it like that. CBS, as far as that goes, I don't know who is going to spill in besides every boxing fan that does not like to pay and the people that don't mind paying. So whatever that number is combined, it's probably going to be a big one, right? Is that a fight party? Is this fight party material?
Yes, it is. But I don't know. I don't know if this is 12 million viewers because we haven't had a fight do that in a very, very long time.
On free TV?
Yeah, we have that. Like, even the UFC hasn't hit the type of numbers on like Fox.
What do you mean by fight party? What do you mean by is this a fight party?
Like, you get like 20 people over, you get pizza, chips, dip, beer.
Yeah.
You watch the fight. You
know, because I'm going to be there, but if I wasn't there, I'd probably have some big shindig over here too, because it's like, yeah, this is a big fight. But I want to see how how everyone else is going to receive this one.
If it breaks 6 million, that would be a great thing.
If it gets to 6 million, I'm like, whoa.
I'm shocked. I'm kind of shocked, honestly. Like
threes and 4 point somethings is what either man ever did. So 6 would be very, very impressive to me, at least. We are going to get out to these phone lines. I do want your guys' predictions in terms of viewership. How many views you think they get? Obviously,
break down the fighter. Break down Keith Thurman. Tell us what his holes are.
Break down more the press conference. This is what we're here to talk about. Let me know what you've seen about the press conference. What excited you? But like Casual said, break down the fighter. But guess what? You're only getting 1 minute, Matt. Clock him. No one gets past the minute. I got the soundbite. Even though they hate it, I got the soundbite.
Cut it. Cut it.
So I'm breaking it out. This is a spontaneous show because whatever the guy is, some guy gonna say, oh, they changed. They don't give the callers no time. Yo, dude, we're doing like triple the amount of shows. And spontaneous ones do not get a whole round. So
make sure maybe you get that boomerang.
Make sure you knock out your call. Quickly, or like Matt said, get that boomerang, right? Well, actually, you can't anymore.
We're out. Never mind.
No more spots available because we had listeners that definitely jumped on it and took advantage of the goodness.
And speaking of boomerang, we do have
brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Matt, you got one and I got one. Alex in Australia, boomeranging it up. What's going on, brother?
Hey, boys.
Yo, what's going on, Enrique?
The quickest 1 minute I've ever had, but
Hold on.
That's not me.
My bad. I was trying to hit the 3 minute. I was saying to cut it. That's totally my bad. Sorry, Alex.
Killing the poor guy. Alex, talk to me, man. Did you see any of the shenanigans from this press conference?
No, unfortunately, in my time, I literally just woke up and straight to work. I'm still at work, so I won't get to watch it till I finish. But I'm just happy this fight's happening. A little prediction of the views. I'd say anywhere between around 7 to 10 million. I think it's like Mayweather Pacquiao. Like, they can both do big numbers, relatively big numbers, but without each other, they won't do an ultimately big number. Now that they're both fighting each other, with Angel Garcia on the mic, he himself promotes fights like crazy. So, you know, he always make you tune in. I think it's going to be a great fight. I think it's good for boxing. And quick little early prediction. I changed from Thurman. I'm on Team Swift. So, yeah, that's it. Wow, on a quick note, Everyone get Patreon. Definitely. Everyone get Patreon. It's the best thing. Always. See you, boys. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Alex. Alex, I'm actually happy. I hope we have a bunch more Australian listeners, because that means that the first video you'll get to see would be ours, because it's a movie. And if you want to watch the press conference, we also have that. Waiting on Casual. Now, any day now, he'll give her a percentage on that upload. We're just going to keep the gun on him for sure. We're going to get out to Dre, our mastermind. Talk to me, Dre.
Evening, everybody. I know I got 1 minute, so I'm going to get straight to the point. I think this fight could do between 6 to 7.5 million viewers because of one thing: March Madness. A bunch of conferences, universities going to be playing that afternoon. This is a perfect segue from college basketball with young folks into boxing that same evening. So CBS know what they're doing. So I say 6 to 7.5 million peak. Easy. Because based on college basketball, March is a big, heavy month as far as college basketball. So this is perfect for this fight. Second, this fight is not going to mean nothing if these guys don't promote them, if the Bonner don't promote themselves heavy after this fight is over. Because please don't tell me if Zay Garcia win, I hope he don't go back into his little hole and disappear for a couple of weeks. He has to put himself by higher publicist to get his name out there to bring back boxing to national TV. You can't just make the money and run away for a couple of months and expect to come back to national TV. That's it.
Dre, great call. We're going out to the phone lines. We have we got another boomerang. We got to get to our boomerangs really quick. Damn.
Hey, what up, Boxing Boys? What up, Ness? What up, Casual? What up, Matt? Hey, man, Matt, my immediate reaction to the press conference, I only seen like 20 seconds of it, but shit, that's all I needed. Angel Garcia got me. I was already pumped up, but Angel Garcia just pumped me up more for the fight. I'm thinking about going to New York. But
shit, going by. You better come.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Nah. I'm saying, man, he got me pumped up. But what else? And I think they'll get about 7 million views. And I got my boy DSG. But that's about it. Good looking out, Boxing Boys.
Compa. Definitely, man. If you're going to come, you don't want to miss it. TBV Appreciation Night, the third one. It's going to be a movie for sure. And it's happening on March 3rd, the Friday before the big fight. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/the reunion. Yo, you know it's big when the corner of DSG is like, yo, I heard you're having another party. Hey, Matt, did you get that? Enrique, did you get that on audio at least? Was it on the video?
Oh, man. No. He was. Remember, you guys were further away, man. That was between him happening, man. So, but I did hear the conversation, like the response when you were like, "Is Danny Garcia gonna come?" And he's like, "Maybe, but you know, it's the night before the fight." So,
yeah. I know that kind of let me know, like, yes and no. Let's get to some alumni. I've been waiting here patiently. We need their thoughts. Listen, we're talking about this press conference. Really, you could do what you want as long as it's on this subject, but you only got a minute to do it. This is a spontaneous show, so, you know, love us.
I told y'all a long time ago, Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah. Real quick, it's the milkman. I'm back. Hey, man, I love the press conference. It's all about selling yourself. More fighters need to do it. The day of sitting down quietly and shaking hands and then going into the ring, man, it doesn't sell, man. We need more tactics like this. We need wrestling tactics. You know what? Andrew Garcia should have suplexed Kelly Swanson into the damn table. All right? That's what we need, man. I love it. I'm picking Thurman. It's going to do 6.5 million views. All right? I'm out.
Good one.
Yo, no love for Kelly, yo. Yo, I want y'all to know, Kelly listens to this show.
Who is Kelly? Which one? Is that the woman that was like, don't do that?
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather's publicist.
Oh, who is she working for on this one? The fight it's in total or Garcia? Yeah.
The fight in total. But she's usually a Garcia publisher. She's always been in with Garcia. So, you know, she got the big fighters, Earl, Garcia, Floyd, Daniel Jacobs, Bernard Hopkins.
We are uploading, by the way. Oh,
what we got? Give me percentage.
Percentage. Oh, we had 2%. Big foul. It's a big 1080p foul, brothers.
Yo, 2% on one video? What about the other ones? Like, don't you got the presser too?
The other one, we jumped up to 3%. The other one is this is the entire press conference in all, but then you know the chopping room.
Yeah.
We still have some more salt to throw, like the Swagoo chef, you know?
Yeah. Let me get out to Ali and Dago. Ali, you got a minute.
Yeah, hello.
Talk to us, Ali. Did you get to see any of these festivities from the press conference that went a little haywire?
Yes, I did. I was looking for the full one when it first came out, but there wasn't no full one. Just like 2 minute, 1 minute, something. But I've seen enough, so you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love how Angel Garcia kept saying, bitch ass nigga. That shit just had me dying. But, man, I just can't wait for it, man. I think it's going to be a great fight. And like I said, man, I just got, for some reason, even if it's a robbery, I just somehow, some way see Danny winning this fight. I'm just sticking with Danny as much as I love Thurman. But I'm a Thurman fan, man, but I just see it going his way somehow, some way. But I'm going to say it does about 7 million views. And damn, that's my call, Boston Boy.
All right, Ali. Cut it. Damn, he hit you with the cut it right on the dot. That's what I'm talking about, man. Be on point. But word is born.
You better not duck me, son.
Casual, was you happy with the treatment that Keith Thurman gave you or what?
Yeah, Keith Thurman, you know, he was giving it to us, man. It was the Barclays Center that did not want a part of us anymore. So they were like, yo, that's it, time's up. Yeah,
they got tired of our production.
But they gave us, yeah, we was.
What did they do?
But they gave us that beautiful shot at the end that it's like a, it's definitely like a 24/7 moment because it's going to be like, yo, poor thing, right? You know, Keith Thurman yells out into the Barkley like, yeah, I'm over here by myself. It's just me and my trainer, no entourage. But then he got me, Casual, Alex, and everyone else is like
security.
Security is like 12 blazers. Yo, everybody had red blazers. You can't even see Thurman because he put on a Scully and he was surrounded by red blazers. Like, people don't even know what was going down. But guess who's going to know? Patreon, because we had that gyro going 24/7 for all them behind the scenes moments. You're going to get a little line of that. You know, a line of that. We're going to back out to these callers, though. We went from one guy picking Danny to obviously someone who I know might as well be related to Danny, except that, you know, he's Mexican and Danny's Puerto Rican, but.
Okay, we rolling. You ain't popping no champagne. Nah. You ain't popping no champagne. Nah. You ain't hopping no damn
okay, plan. We rolling. Hey.
Alex Lemon, talk to me.
What's going on, Ness? You know I had a call for this. Hell yeah, man. Champ of the world, baby. Champ of the world. Hey, this is the type of hype that we need, man. This is for a fight. This is how it's supposed to go down, man. Danny and Angel already winning. They're already winning before they even get inside the ring. They're inside Thurman's head. And I'm just going to do about $9 million. And wanted to point out that timeout Thurman, man, he hasn't knocked nobody out since 2013. Everyone's still calling him one time like he's knocking people out. He has knocked nobody out in 4 years.
And, here's the last person you knocked out.
Yep.
Here's the last person you ever see knocked out.
Paulie Malignaggi.
No.
He said.
Crow Day before you cut me off.
Stop the clock.
When did he knock out Paul Keith Thurman?
No. I was trying to defend you because Matt messed up your call, really, not me.
I stopped the clock. I'm sorry.
Oh, because Keith Thurman didn't even fight Paul Monk.
No. This is what happened. You said, when's the last time Keith knocked someone out, right? And then Matt jumped into your call because he couldn't hold his hips to self back. And he's like, well, when's the last time Danny knocked someone out? And I couldn't help from defending your call and say Paulie Malignaggi was the last one Danny knocked out. But really, if you want to be technical, you could obviously give him the Samuel Vasquez knockout. But no one's going to say that because they don't like the Samuel Vargas fight, right?
Same with Rob Salka.
Right. Oh, my God, Rob Salka, though. But check the resume, man. And this guy was going through a fucking...
I'm not saying Danny's bad, but when you talk about knockout power, they both have relatively the same power, wouldn't you say? I mean, they haven't shown their knockout power against the elite of the welterweight division yet.
Well, Thurman's a full welterweight, so it don't even matter what Danny was doing before. We got to see him for real now. This is a real, real fight, man. Listen, Danny's a 2.5 underdog. He's an underdog. He's the B-side. Yo, Barclays Center got Thurman versus Garcia. Thurman's face is big. Thurman's name is big. Thurman is on the right-hand side.
It's because Thurman's knocking out Danny Garcia.
And hey, I don't know why.
But Danny's been here before.
Danny Garcia's Alex, more weight.
Alex, I got to let you go, even though we robbed you for some of your call, but we definitely let you hang around. But guess what? Alex, you know and I know Danny's been here before. He's been the underdog. He know what it feels like to be the underdog. And guess what, Casual?
What's up?
Who's going to be at the TBV Appreciation Night number 3?
Well, off the bat, a lot of people. Fighters.
Yo, talk Matt, straight into the mic, homeboy.
Matt 215 would probably be in the house. Paulie Malignaggi would probably be.
I got an even better name.
Go ahead. Who's that?
Jay from Orlando.
You already know. Florida boys in the building.
What?
You coming for that track.
What? Talk to him, Jay.
Trap season.
You saw it. Hey, man, I think it's going to do about $5.65 million. Hopefully, it can get to the $6 million. I was just looking at the schedule. The NBA has a big game on that night, so that might be the only competition. But we see, man, regardless of what, man, I'm a boxer fan. We all boxer fans. We all die hard since we listen to the show. So let's just enjoy the night, fellas. That's all I got to say.
Jay, man, can't wait to see you. I met Jay out in the last Thurman fight that took place in Tampa, and it's going to be great to talk some boxing with him and hang out. Man, we're going to have some. Yo, we put Paulie on the spot, too. We put Paulie's going to show up because he was supposed to show up to the last one, but, you know, he heard that Matt was going to be there. So Matt really ruined it for y'all. I just want y'all to know. 909, you're up. Who's this? First-time caller? 909?
I called in before.
What's your name, brother?
You know what I'm saying? But I got Dion, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of Compton, homie.
Dion from Compton. What's going on, brother?
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, slow motion, man. But, I see this fight doing about, you know what I'm saying, about $5 million, something like that, 5.5. Hey, man, This dude, Angel Garcia, man, he getting too loose with that N-word, homie. You know what I'm saying? He getting a little too loose with it, and it kind of pushed Thurman's buttons a little bit towards the end. You know what I'm saying? He kept on saying it. Thurman, like, low-key dropped the mic and was about to flex on him. You know what I'm saying?
Where you saw that at?
Oh, I think they might have woke Thurman. What was that?
Where did you see that? Where did you see that?
On YouTube, one of the channels. I think Fight Hub or something like that.
I think he was more offended by getting called a bitch.
Yeah.
Because that's what triggered his body language to change.
I think it all played hand in hand. I think he was just going too hard, you know what I'm saying? Because Thurman was like, he was being cool at first. Then he said one too many bitches and one too many niggas. And then he turned up on him a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But I don't know. I don't know if he really turned up though. I don't know if he really like. I seen him say something to.
Hold on. He pressed him. He went over there and pressed Angel like.
Yeah, he did.
He was about to get in that ass. It looked like.
I tell you one thing though, Ness and D, right?
Dion.
If you really look at the body language of both. Yo, Thurman, like he was holding back.
Yo, Thurman was holding his own, but it's like Enrique saying, he was alone, man. He was alone, and you could sense that.
And that's what I'm saying. But them the ones you gotta watch out for. You feel me?
That's what he said.
Come out there by yourself. You don't come with no entourage. You don't come with no entourage. You don't come with none of that. He's like, nigga, we gonna get it in.
He was yo.
That's exactly what he said, Dion. Listen, I got to get to some other calls. This is a spontaneous show. Make sure you subscribe, brother, so you can get these notifications, man. We've been going live damn near every day, twice a day. 703, Mike Jerry, talk to us. 1 minute, go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We all know when you come from the hood, it don't matter what color, race, whatever you is. When you come from the slums, we all use that N-word. I'm all stuff like that. So it ain't no knock. Andrew Garcia, we already know he's thugging. You know what I'm saying? But he speak more than his son do. But let's also keep in mind that, you know, Keith Thurman, he always be every fighter that got a pop and that stuff like that. And the next fighter that got if he beat Andy Garcia, the next fighter that got a pop is Floyd Mayweather if he's supposed to come back. I think that's a perfect narrative for that fight if it's going to happen. But once again, Danny Garcia has never fought on this stage. Only Keith Thurman, all right?
Not true.
Free TV is something like pay-per-view, okay? You got millions and millions of people that's going to watch you the fight and that stuff in his main event and that stuff like that. I don't think Danny Garcia is going to win this.
Cut it. Enrique, you said that's not true. What wasn't true?
22% is on the thing. What wasn't true was that Danny Garcia has not been here before. He's been in these kind of fights before.
You know, but he's never fought a welterweight at this level. That's a fact.
He's never fought a welterweight.
I think that's what he's trying to mean. And on CBS.
Come on, Matt. I think that the caller was trying to say he ain't been. He said network right. Television. That Thurman been on network television. Now we know that both of them been. One did NBC and Fox, and the other one did
CBS.
ESPN and CBS.
Right. Hey, there was one thing that came out on tape too, Keith Thurman. When Thurman stood up and the whole Philly stood up. DSG Thurman was like, yo, who's that? Those your hype men? I'm by myself. Are those your hype men?
Yeah, it was sweet, man. It was I knew it was gonna jump off, man. I knew it. Yo, I knew it. Yo, I interviewed some of the team and they couldn't even. I'm like, yo, take your bias out. What does Thurman do good? Now he don't do nothing good. He get his ass whooped good. That's what he gonna do. He gonna get his ass whooped real good. it was hilarious. I even got Mama Garcia. That's right. I would interview gonna be the best. Look at that. Shout out to Fernando Pimentel. He just said Danny also fought Lamont on NBC. Like I said, he did NBC and Fox, and Thurman did CBS and ESPN. These boys are stars, man. Rod, Philly. Yo, Danny names ring bells in them streets.
Yeah, Danny's name ring bells, man. I think it's gonna garner about like 8 million due to like you said, March Madness. I think it's gonna do the carryover effect and interest people. So I expect like 8 million, between 8 to 7 million.
as far as the fight goes, as far as the press conference goes, I think Angel knows how dangerous Keith is because he only gets really hype and really, you know, boisterous when the other opponents a little dangerous, like Amir Khan or Robert Guerrero. So I think he knows how dangerous this fight is. And so it's the only time he really goes off like he did in this press conference. Well, before that was Amir Khan, where he really went off and started saying some crazy stuff about Khan.
I remember that. He was like, I'm gonna be afraid from Pakistan.
That I never seen a Pakistani that can fight.
Yeah, I remember that. He got heat for that. He got heat from I think Larry Merchant was still around. He got heat from Jim Lampley. I was like, what?
He got heat from everybody. But he's above the heat right now. Like, look, people calling like, man, you know he get the G pass. So, Rob, man, listen, we're gonna get to some other callers. Thank you for calling in. We're gonna go to Joey. Riding with one time for sure. He said he's taking his ponytail out just for one time, won't be alone.
Indiana, Joey, what's up?
What's up? What's up, man? It's Team Thurman from Indiana. Hey, Ness, let me just start. I'm just going to break down the press conference, what I saw. First thing, I'm not going to sound biased. Let me give
you the whole press conference, Joey?
Stairmaster here. Give me a second. Yeah, I saw it. Danny Garcia, for one, definitely improved his public speaking skills, man. So I got to give him credit for that, because before he used to be real shy and all that and really didn't talk much, but I was really impressed with the way he was talking. Now, on top of his dad, though, his dad's getting heat, bro. You just go to Twitter right now. A lot of boxing writers and media is just really slicing in him, but I don't really think in our environment, that's the inner city, the hood, the slums, whatever you want to call it, we understand that kind of talk. But the outlook, they don't, when they see the NIGGA and all that, they assume that it's being racial. So I give him a pass, but on the bigger scheme of things, it can look as racist. But we know, the boxing voice knows what it really is. It ain't even that deep. As for Thurman, you've seen him get a little riled up. But I never seen Thurman get this mad, man. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's going to be explosive, man. But, again, yeah, I'll give credit to both guys. I like the way Danny handled himself, man. He's really definitely improved his public speaking skills. And at the end of the day, man, this fight is the meal ticket for Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Cut it. Listen, Floyd Mayweather ticket meal and all that. I mean, yo, guys, we really need to let that man just do his thing. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't even gonna front, man. I was live at that fight last week and he overshadowed it, man. He's too big, man. We need him to just, you know, stay being a promoter. Because if he come back and fight, he's going to eclipse things, man. And we want to leave it like this. Now, I don't know if anybody got to see the face off yet or not, but Casual, what's the percentage, Daddy? What's going on over there?
Yo, let's look at that. That is at 31%. So we climbing.
That's what's up, Casual. That's what's up.
I'm not even getting it on my end yet.
Hey, Ness.
Yo.
Everyone's just very quickly, I want to break down all these people predicting these viewing ships that they think they can do like 8 million viewings on CBS. You know, if you look at, let's say, a common opponent, like I looked up the numbers when Keith Thurman fought Robert Guerrero, when Danny Garcia fought Robert Guerrero, Danny Garcia did 3.5 million peak against Robert Guerrero, while Keith Thurman did 3.13 average million viewing ship against Guerrero, and he had Adrian Broner on the co-main. So doing 8 million when everyone's predicting like 7 million, 6 million, 8 million, like that's a ginormous number. So when you predict that number, realize that that's a sport changing number. It really is. When we talk about 8 million people all watching one boxing fight at one time, that hasn't been done in a very, very long time. You know, we're looking guess at like what, 2 decades. Man?
My boys is going to break them numbers.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm saying, like, if they do it, it's big. It's really big.
We need a new Floyd. And his name is Keith Thurman or Danny Garcia.
Yo, I got other.
Kid. Oh, hold on, GT Kid. Casual. What's the percentage?
Yo, I mean, it was something else. It was more. Well, we had 33 still. But what I wanted to say was, since Floyd Mayweather's name came up, and they were calling Keith Thurman the paper champ because he How did he gain that belt? He didn't fight for it. He got it because what? It was vacant.
He was the regular, and Mayweather vacated the super. So right.
he took.
That's
over
how Danny league. Got his though.
The green one?
Nah, Danny fought for a vacant title, fams.
Yeah, they both fought for a vacant title.
Nah. Cat, your man Thurman, he was already the regular champ ever since he fought Diego Chavez.
That doesn't count. We know that. Come on, that's bullshit.
Nah, they saying he inherited.
What you mean? Yes, it do count.
The next fight he had. What was the next fight he had after he inherited?
When he was elevated,
what was the next fight he had?
He was elevated right before during the build up to the Porter fight, because it was like, I remember being there and we was all like, yo, did you even know that Floyd vacated? So WBA,
was it Porter or Guerrero?
No, for the Porter fight.
The Porter?
Well, then when he found out.
And in my opinion, he fought Porter for the real belt, and that was his way of getting the belt. So to me, that's a way better route, or a more credible route of getting a legit title than beating Robert Guerrero.
Which the hip's ass out of here, man. The dude was in a division.
Robert Guerrero.
Yo, listen to me. Yo, you're funny as hell. Who's been in that division longer?
Keith Thurman.
Exactly. And you're going to say
I'm refuting the paper.
You're going to say that Keith is more legitimate because it took him his entire career to get that one title.
He's more legitimate at this weight? Yeah. If they're going to throw out the claim of paper champ, then I refuted that claim, because you can also make the claim that Danny's a paper champ. Could you not?
Yeah, well, technically you can, because...
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that one title, resume that's better. Where that
phrase comes from when you fight for a vacant title. But again, you said that Danny also fought for vacant. I mean, that he was also elevated. And I said, no, he fought for
vacant. I didn't say that. I said he fought for vacant. That's what I originally said. I said they both fought for vacant. And then you corrected me saying Keith Thurman was elevated. Yeah, Keith
Thurman did not. He was elevated. But anyway, GT Kid, go. Talking nonsense at this point.
Yeah, man. Danny fought washed up Guerrero for that title. But anyway, I'm excited about the fight, man. Angel Garcia is a clown. But, you know, it's not him doing anything extra. I think he's just like that. He's just a clown. He's not putting on for the cameras. You know, and I'm just waiting for Danny Garcia to get knocked out, man. I mean, I'm just counting down the days. So, you know, keep the Latin Goonie hat and make sure you wear it on fight night. I'm out.
All right, GT Kid. Let me get out to this Skype machine. We going to Scorsese. Talk to me.
Hello?
What up, Scorsese?
We going to Scorsese first, brother.
All right.
Philly been taking L's hard. Nothing's changing in 2017, at least in March. The Ponytail Gang. I'm part of the Ponytail Gang, too. So, Joey, I big up your car early. I'm rocking the ponytail with you.
Oh, where?
Coming out full force. He gonna knock him out. He gonna whip that ponytail back to the nearest neutral corner. It's all games. Danny Garcia, daddy talking about what they say. Riding the same cash, right? Ain't that what they do? Game time. One time. Ain't no run time. He about to unify the belts. He about to be top 5 pound for pound worthy. And ain't no need to talk Mayweather. Mayweather need to stay in that suit with the smile and the abso-fucking-lutely quote. He need to keep doing that. One time, ponytail game, hashtag all that.
All right, let me go to what is a new caller? Is it Zian or Zin?
Yo, hello?
Yes.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes. How do you pronounce your name and where you're calling in from, sir?
It's Zayna. I'm calling from the UK.
Zayna. All right, talk to us, brother. Got a minute. Yo, this is a spontaneous show. We only giving a minute per call. Go.
I just want to say, fuck Danny Garcia, fuck Keith Thurman. They're all avoiding Errol Spence Jr. I'm telling you, nobody's going to fight him. You're going to see in a few years how everyone avoids this kid. Errol Spence will knock out Keith Thurman's little bitch ass. That's all I got to say.
All right. Hey, isn't Kell Brook avoiding Errol Spence too?
Yeah, Kell Brook's a little pussy, man. He just wants that payday from Khan. And Khan needs to fight Khal Brook as well. Khan's fucking scared out of his ass.
All right. Well, at least you're being, you know, unbiased in your assessment of all those welterweights. But he said ZN, right? ZN, man, thanks for calling in. And remember to subscribe to us on YouTube so you can get your notification, because we do a lot of spontaneous shows like today. Today was spontaneous. That's why you only get a minute. But on our Thursday and our Sunday show, you already know, we give 3 minutes. That's one round per caller. Enrique, what's the percentage?
I'll tell you right now, we are at 43%.
43%. Ooh, it's moving.
It's moving. And that is to YouTube, guys.
All right, let's get to some more callers. We got 831. Who is this? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Who's this? Where Hello? You calling from?
Actually, I subscribed to your channel, brother, since day one. My grandfather was the one who introduced me to your show. I just want to congratulate you on your growth. I haven't called in a minute because...
Who's this? The poet? Calling,
because...
Huh? Who's this? The poet?
The dude. Dude in the house.
Yeah, yeah. They used to write the long poetry comments, right?
Yeah, that's right, brother. That's right.
Why you stop that, man? And, you know you influenced Enrique to start writing poetry and shit.
Nah, but I don't know if you remember, because I want to congratulate you on your growth and everything, but my grandfather was the one introduced me to your show. He passed away, brother.
Oh, man, day, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's what... But I remember you gave me some inspirational words back then, man. When you offered me a chance to write, but I couldn't at the time, you know. But what happened was that, you know, you're part of the reason why, man, the big reason why I kept on, Holmes. And now I find myself in the university, Holmes. And you're like one of the rounds in my fight, Holmes. You know what I mean? That made me win that fight to get there, too, Holmes. The inspiration and all that, man. So congratulate you on all that. Thank you for that. And Matt, Enrique, and everybody, you know, it's just I appreciate all that, brother. Just want to let you know that, man. I'm still here. I listen to your show every day, bro. It's just I haven't called in a minute. But you might see me in the comments once in a while. You know how it is.
Definitely, El Dude. I miss you. I know exactly who you are, brother. I'm glad everything now is working out for you, man, and you're in better spirits. I'm glad to hear you calling back in, man. I can't wait to see your comments back in the section. We're going to mark you down. Producer, take it down. That's El Dude. El Dude, is that from Texas or from Cali?
I'm from California, brother.
California. All right. Matt should have corrected me. He should know those names and numbers. But listen, thank you for calling in, El Dude. And again, man, happy to hear that everything is going well. Sorry about your loss, obviously. And, you know, super grateful that you have stuck in around and been a listener for so many years, and that we got you out of your troubled times, man. We do appreciate all the kind words. Listen, everybody, you can always drop us a 5-star review. You see what I'm saying about helping with the visibility of the show? You know, sometimes these episodes, you don't know, they could be a heaven sent for some guys out there on their own, or women too. You know, you just never know when someone needs a voice to listen to. But you always got to remember that there's just never going to be a show.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth. This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Yo, what up, Enrique?
Yo, what up, Info Joe?
Yo, what's up? What's up, my brother? What's up, Ness? What up, Matt?
What up, what up, what up?
What up?
Hey, you know when they say the loudest person in the room is normally the most scariest. The father-son killer, one more goddamn time, he's going to whoop Danny Garcia's ass. Bad. But, as far as the press conference, man, I did in a way think that Angel went overboard. He said nigga more times than two black dudes up there on stage. You know what I'm saying? In a way, I'm from South Central LA. I'm from the hood. And I thought, you know, and I get it. You know, everybody says this shit now because it's in every damn thing. But in a way, I did think he went overboard with that shit. But do I think he's a racist? I don't know. Because he is from Philly, and I'm pretty sure he hung around black people all his whole life. But damn, he went a little bit overboard for me, though. But besides that point, Danny, y'all hyping Danny's resume, which is good. It's not a hype. But at the same time, I still felt he lost two fights already.
Cut it.
Damn, even a Joester getting cut. Joe, man.
That's my boy. I gave you like 20 more seconds, Joe. Oh, I love you, man.
He's showing the bias for the love.
I show bias. You get my good side, I'll show you bias.
Uh-oh, Info Joe, you got some extra 20-second love. We going to 646. Who's this? 646. And your casual, what's that percentage? 646, you about to lose your shot, man.
Woo, we at 63%.
646, don't lose your shot at greatness. 646, come on. All this time you've been waiting, you really about to do that right now? Right now?
New York City.
He's gone. RIP 646.
Yeah, we'll be I'm honestly just like dragging 646, because I'm looking for my Virgil Hunter sound bites and I can't even find it because I was trying to get.
I already muted him. So
I was trying to play. Be great for me. I was gonna hit him with like 646.
Let me see you be great tonight.
646, come on.
Be great tonight.
Come on, 646, you could do it. 847, be great for me. 847, you're live on TBV. Who's this? You about to make your debut, man. Who is this?
Oh, hey. Oh, it's Ivan, Remnant of Despair, man. Fucking, I'm a Patreon member. Like a month and a half ago, actually.
I know exactly who you are, Remnant of Despair. Get that down, Matt. Where you calling in from? 847, hey, where's that area code, buddy?
It's actually the suburbs of Chicago over here.
Oh, Chicago. Put that down. I want to always make sure that everybody knows it's international, all over, every region, national. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me.
Man, I was already hyped up for the fight, man, but that conference, like, even sparked it up more, if that's even possible, man. And it was just a joy to listen to. And, you know, the whole Angel and Keith trash talking, man, you know, that's the point of it. That's just what made it even more better. But you know what? Sometimes, man, I wish that, you know, Danny Garcia had that personality that Angel did, because, you know, I just felt like it would show more character of him, you know, like instead of him being in the background, kind of like smiling and stuff like that, you know, you just wish you know, he had that. Sorry, I'm a little drunk right now, but yeah, you know, regardless, at the end of the day, man, I just can't wait for May 4th, man. It's going to be a good bout, and that's my
goal.
Yeah, I got your gift too, actually.
Great.
I thought I was getting like a beer cone. And then I was like, man, I looked at the package and I was like, man, this guy sent me a package that, like, you know, I could hold in 12 beers at once and shit. Like, but no, man, I like the gift, man.
Yo, it's jumped up to 93%. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, man, I'm glad you got it, bro.
Take care.
I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Some of you guys even got the two surprises in those lucky bags, man. So some of you guys were extra lucky. But that's what we do for our Patreons around here, man. Make sure you get that down. Did you get the first name? I know that's Remnant of Despair on Patreon, but what did he say his name, first name was?
I have no idea what he said his first name was. But I got the Remnant of Despair from Chicago. I got that.
Chicago, what's the first name?
We on YouTube. Ness, we are on YouTube.
Ivan. All right, Ivan. Thanks for calling in from Chicago.
Hold on, we got Boomerang in the house. We got Compa.
Uh-oh, we got Compa back already. Where's he at?
Ray Bottom.
Oh, I see it. Compa! What up?
Hey, what up, man? I'm excited for that Canelo Chavez Jr. fight, but and Floyd G. Chavez Jr. the blueprint. That's right, Foxy Boys. I'm out.
All right, compa. Thanks for calling in. Uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen. So we do have the video. I'm seeing it here, but I got 0% on the upload, player.
I don't know what that means on your side.
Yeah, it ain't ready. It ain't ready to go. Could you view it on your end? You can't view it.
Well, I just uploaded it directly to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's uploading. It's at 0%. We got to start that clock all over. Now I can see it. Because you know I'm the master. I'm the mothership over here. It's the mothership. So I can see it. It's on the mothership, ladies and gentlemen. We almost did. He titled it #, Garcia Thurman. You better fix that because it's Thurman Garcia.
I then fixed it. It's twice up there.
I know. I see.
The fella said it himself. #. I said, what's the #? For this? He said, Thurman Garcia. #Garcia Thurman. So It's both.
Mm. And I was like, hashtag DB1. Ass kissing. That was me. That's right.
I thought you were going to be like, DBV underscore the podcast.
Nah, I was like, hashtag DB1. Ass kissing a little bit, because you know when we had that TBV fan appreciation night and Lou DiBella get all them hot fighters over there, Ness, everybody gonna be like, yo, Ness, man, how you doing? I'm like, little ass kissing I had to do for y'all. Speaking of ass kissing, Muhammad sent us a personal message that I have not been able to view yet, Muhammad. But you received our personal message that we sent directly to you, because what we did for Muhammad was what we do for our Patreon family, because once you family, we family. Muhammad hit us up. He said he's coming all the way from Africa to come watch Thurman Garcia go at it, and he said he was coming to the TBV appreciation. I should say, yo, Ness, I want to sit with y'all. I said, yo, B, I'm going to be covering the fight. You know, I got to be covering the fight. I'm going to have the gyro on one hand, the monopod on another. I'm going to get me a little GoPro type of fitted cap to put on my head, because I got to have cameras everywhere. But casual, he's going to be in the stands, you know, playing Mr. Popular the way that he does. Everybody, yo, casual, let me take a ninja, yo, kid. So he bought a seat for Muhammad. So him and Muhammad going to be sitting together watching the fight. And, you know, he got another, you know, Cash got a bunch of other seats. You know how Cash do. He got like a whole row of seats. But anyway, Muhammad, man, we did you your favor. And here you go, man.
I don't know how to thank you, man. Shit, you made me feel like family, man. This goes beyond the ticket, man. I have no words for it, man. When I saw your message, I was so fucking happy. Shit, sitting with Casual is fine with me, man. What's up, Enrique?
What's up, Muhammad? We bought that ticket.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it so much.
Straight off of Lou DiBella, right out of his hand. Here, boom. Thank you.
Yeah, man, you got it while it was hot, man. I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to be on the 28th of February all the way until March 6th. So I'll be like all fight week, I'll be there, you know?
Oh, wow.
That's so great, man. We're going to be up there. So you know what? Oh, man. Hey, Muhammad.
Like to rush things, man.
Muhammad, you just got to stay in touch with me through WhatsApp and stuff like that. And what we'll do is we'll have you meet us. Media day, yo. We're gonna M Stacks, mute yourself, player.
Wow, that's great, man.
We'll have you meet us media day, man, and we'll take you really into the life of casual directing shit. Now I'm saying,
wow, that's nice, man. Shit, that's nice.
Media workout, that is. And that'll probably be up in the legendary
Gleason's. Yeah, it'll be in legendary Gleason's, you know.
Wow, that's great, man. That's really good.
Yeah, because if you're gonna be there for that long, we gonna bump into you regardless. Cause we gonna I know I'm gonna be there all fight week.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at definitely the Gleason's.
Take my time, you know.
So when is everything official for you in terms of fly and stuff like that? Did they make you get a visa since you're coming from Africa? How is it? How did you?
No, I already have a visa with multiple entry. That's not a problem. I was there in May in Las Vegas, you know, for the Canelo Khan fight. Yes. Okay. Did you watch the pictures on my Facebook? You know, I got a bunch of them. I met Luis Ortiz, Zab Judah, Andre.
Oh, yeah. I remember you sent me a picture wearing a shirt, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
I met Saddam Ali in New York last May.
Oh, you were here last May?
So.
In New York?
Yeah, I was in New York for like 2 days. I was with my wife. That's like my best. She gave me her permission.
Hey, man.
No, actually, she wanted to go to Italy. But, you know, I was like, I got a lot of things going on. Then I was like, yo, these guys want me to come to New York. But if you don't want me to do it, I won't do it. So I played reverse psychology. And she accepted.
I love it.
And I started talking. You know, I don't like lying. So I was like, yeah, there's this guy next. He's a family guy. He's a nice guy. Then there's Enrique, and she felt confident, you know. So she was like, plus, you know, I'm a straight guy. I don't do stuff I'm not supposed to do, you know.
That's right, man. Nobody should. That's right. We're gonna come have fun, man. It's gonna be all boxing. It's gonna be obviously a lot of entertainment, a lot of, you know, family. And just box and talk, the perfect environment. Listen, March 3rd is going to be a movie, and then March 4th is only going to be the icing on the cake for sure. We're going to get a definitive winner in the welterweight division. But listen, Muhammad, obviously it was a pleasure, but this is a spontaneous one. It's 11:15 over here. My eyes are closing on me. M Stacks, holla at me.
What's going on, people? I was just calling in about the Danny Garcia versus Keith Thurman press conference.
Yeah, tell us about it. Did you see it?
Well, I just got on, man. I was taking a nap or whatnot. But I watched a few clips of it. And Danny Garcia, man, I keep hearing people say, oh, I think Danny Garcia is going to take it. But is anyone going to break down the fight? Like, does anyone have an explanation why Danny Garcia is going to beat Keith Thurman?
Yeah. Says, one guy broke it down the best. He was like, you know what? I know that Keith Thurman's preparing for that body shot because everybody's saying, yo, he took it to the body and folds up from everybody he previously fought. But when Danny Garcia surprises him with that power, with a surprising body shot, he's going to fold up. That was the breakdown.
So does he think he's going to stop Thurman?
Well, they're both saying, yo, I'm going to knock you out. That's all you were hearing when they were face to face. That's all they were saying. Yeah, you better bring it. Yeah, I'm going to bring it. You're going to try. Yeah, knock. I'm going to knock you out. Yeah, it was all that back and forth. Knockout, knockout, knockout. So it might be an early fight.
I don't think neither guy stopping neither guy. I think this is going to decision. Neither guy's been stopped, and neither guy's really stopping guys like that at welterweight. I don't really think they're going to stop either, I don't think Danny's going to stop Keith, and I don't think Keith is going to stop Danny.
Man. Well, M Stacks, man, we're going to get to some other callers, man. Thank you for calling in. We go into, and I agree with you, by the way. I don't really see a stoppage, man. If Danny stopped Thurman, I'd be surprised. And if Thurman stops Garcia, out of all people, I would be surprised. I think Garcia has a very durable chin. And Thurman has not been knocking people out in the last couple of fights. So if he, again, stops Garcia, who took solid, solid shots from big punchers like Kundu Ho, Lucas Matisse, even Eric Morales was a big puncher, I believe.
Don't cite the Eric Morales fight. Come on. That version of Eric Morales was shot and done.
Hey, you know what I wanted to find out? And I forgot this. It's based on me.
Yo, people are funny as hell, man. You know what it is, Enrique? They new ass fans, right? Let me ask you something. Name one fighter, right? Right? That is shot, right? Mm-hmm. And can have, I guess, that same level of shotness that Eric Morales had back then. Who now is the equivalent of Eric back then in shotness, Matt?
Bernard Hopkins would have been a great example. And
he chooses a fucking Hall of Famer. All right, who else?
Eric Morales is a Hall of Famer. Just because you're a Hall of Famer doesn't mean you can't get shot.
Who else is shot? And by the way, Bernard is 50.
Shannon Briggs.
Bernard is 50. Shannon Briggs is 44. Shannon Briggs is 44. You're still mentioning dudes that got decades age older than when Morales was when he fought Danny.
But look at the fights that Morales was in and the type of sparring that guy was in. You know that age is but a number, and the amount of miles you put on your body in the ring.
That's a liar, but I'm going to allow you more opportunities. Find me another shot fighter as shot as Morales then. Because, again, the Bernard is
there. You want the version now?
The version now. But that's a bad analogy with Bernard because he's 50. Briggs is 44. Give me a real comparison.
Paulie.
Okay, Paulie. Okay.
And Danny beat Paulie recently. I would say Paulie was shot then.
Okay.
And it's not that Paulie can't go beat guys, not that Eric Morales can't go beat guys, but those guys are great fighters, and they cannot beat the elite anymore. So, therefore, they are shot.
I don't know, man. Joshua, New Orleans, brother, talk to us.
Yeah, I was at that Danny Garcia and Eric Morales fight, so I saw it live. It didn't look like a shot fighter. He was old up in age, and I actually used to like Danny Garcia until he started pulling his tactics him and his father been doing for us, just ducking. They've been doing it in the sports, so I lost respect for him. Andrew Garcia, Angel Garcia, he getting out of hand with them niggas. Like, when he was referring to Terrence Crawford and talking about him, the dude is out of line and stuff like that. I can't wait till he get put down. And unfortunately, he's not stepping in the ring, so Danica Garcia will have to deal with that rap. Keep coming, and knock Danica Garcia ass fucking out. That's it.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in, Joshua. We going back to 646-549. 646-549, what's going on? Who's this?
Yo, what's up, everybody? You know, I'm a big fan of the show. I just want to make a quick comment.
Who's this, brother? Who's this?
I think that... Hello?
Yeah, who is it? Who is it? We need a name.
It's Izzy from Brooklyn.
Izzy or Izzy?
Izzy.
Izzy. I-Z-Z-Y.
All right, Izzy, talk to us, brother.
Man, I'm a big fan of the show. Quickly, I think Terrence Crawford was right when he called Angel Garcia a crackhead. You know, that dude, he looked like he smoked crack before he got to a press conference. And I think it was before the Sammy Vargas fight, he said, I'm a racist. You could check that video out. And he said, everybody have racism in them. Regardless of the fight, I think Keith Thurman should knock him out in the seventh round. And I think that boy is overhyped, and, you know, he lost against Mauricio Herrera in Puerto Rico. Lamar Peterson beat him up, and they gave it to him. And Robbie Guerrero gave him a hard fight. So I don't think he got a big shot against Keith Montan Thurman.
All right. Izzy from Brooklyn. Yo, Izzy, you in Brooklyn. You better be coming out to the TBV third appreciation night. We might just have Danny Garcia in the building. Hurry up and head on over to theboxervoice.com/reunion. Hit that play button, ladies and gentlemen. That big ass player that's there, that is a player that will show you the past appreciation nights, and you'll get to see how it was hanging out with, you know, Matt the editor and TBV casual fan. You know, JP was there. I mean, we had a little Fern Gully. On others, we had Christian, you know, Masterpiece. I mean, just go ahead on over there. Check it out. It was definitely a great time that we had, and we're planning on having an even better time this time around. I just want to remind everyone that the percentage on the video is at 67% processed. We're about 6 minutes away from what is a movie. Casual, start uploading that full press. So you see, everybody wants the full press conference, man. They still haven't seen it. We're at 68%. We're moving as we're moving.
That's the full press of what you're watching upload.
Oh, okay. Damn, where's the movie at?
The movie's going to follow tonight.
Oh, Casual ain't even finished.
Almost finished. Hey, two projects at once. I thought you
stunned the whole video like he was done. That wasn't fun.
I am done. Just got to sprinkle that sauce.
Yo, Muhammad. Shout out to Muhammad, man.
Yeah, shout out to Muhammad. Made me feel guilty. Now he doesn't do things that he's not supposed to do.
What else we got? We got to say, obviously, man, you know, stay tuned to the YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that subscribe. Make sure you put two toothpicks on your eyelids so they don't shut, because videos coming out all day. Head on over there. Make sure you check that Charles Martin interview, because he is back, baby, and he's talking crazier than ever. He's back February. Antonio Tarver, he let it slip during our interview. It sounds like he's fighting Gerald Washington. I know Donald from Richmond's going to like that, because Gerald's my friend. He always says, every time he calls, Gerald's my friend Gerald. Yo, tell Gerald we want him on the show now, because we want to know, is he fighting Antonio Tarver. Yo, head on over to theboxingboys.com. It's /videos. You can see Carl Frampton getting ready for his rematch with Leo Santa Cruz. We got Anthony Durrell, Andre Durrell, all new interviews going up as we speak. And once Casual, let's go with a goal. We got interviews with Steven Espinoza, Polly Malignaggi, Angel Garcia, Keith One Time Thurman, Dan Birmingham, the trainer. You know, it got crazy. It got crazy, man. It got crazy. And we interviewed just about everybody. You know, David Diamante. Yo, I even did early predictions. I went through all your favorite websites. You know, Boxing Means got like 500,000 subs on Instagram. He gave his prediction. You know, what was the other guy gave his prediction? I forgot. It was so many. You know, Hit First Boxing, everybody. I mean, you'll check it out. You'll check it out. And whatever you don't get to see is because you ain't part of Patreon, so you know what you got to do. Head on over to Patreon to get that exclusive never before seen. Talk about never before seen. We just did a film study leading up to this Daniel Jacobs and Gennady Golovkin fight, and we want to do more film studies. Matt's free tomorrow. We might do another one. Why? Because Danny Garcia and Keith Thurman having a fight, so we got to start watching tape on these two too. But we also need to watch some Martin Murray versus Gennady Golovkin. Since we're watching tape on Daniel Jacobs, we got to watch tape on Gennady Golovkin as well. So make sure you support us on Patreon. You're going to be getting those notifications. Content going out all day. Casual. I mean, I don't know what else to say. TBV Appreciation Night, March 3rd, / The Boxing Voice. You know, boxingvoice.com/reunion. Get your tickets. I mean, we at what percentage now? 84%. Uh-oh, we might go live. We might go live, baby.
Hey, one thing I forgot to ask, man, when I was there, I wanted to ask Lou DiBella. Berto fight in Collazo. The undercard.
Berto fight in Collazo.
Not Berto Collazo. It's Sammy Vasquez.
Sammy Vasquez. Is that on undercard?
Sammy Vasquez, that's right. Is that officially on the undercard?
Damn, if that's on undercard, I'm not. No, I thought
it was on some other card. I can check it.
That was on another card too. But if that's on the undercard, I'm not that mad because Sammy is from Pittsburgh, which means that his Pittsburgh fans could take that 4 to 6 hour ride. And Lou Collazo is already from Brooklyn. They're trying to pack the house. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button in the future, present or past. It doesn't matter. Helps with the visibility of the show. Drop us that 5-star review on iTunes. Have it read here on the show. You know, let the world know.
95%. Are we at 95%?
Are we at 95%? Let me check that out for you. Casual. We at 90%. It says 50 seconds remaining. Clock 46. 43.
And that's the full press.
41. 40. Yo, but this the press. This ain't even the movie. I thought this was the movie. You got me getting people souped for the movie.
You souped me up for the presser. You rushed me. You said, yo, you ain't going to do nothing with the presser. Send the whole presser. Make sure the whole
92%. Yo, 24 seconds left. Uh-oh. Casual killed us. We thought it was the movie. He lying.
The he lying. Coming. The movie is coming tonight.
He lying. It ain't the movie.
And we don't have those interviews that everybody else got, the same exact interview from different angles.
With the same words.
With the same words. We got the one-on-one.
That fight between Sammy Vasquez and Luis Collazo, I don't think it's official yet. But I saw it on the PBC schedule.
Collazo's already spawned. I was invited, but it snowed like crazy.
Let me check. It wasn't on like ESPN's boxing schedule, so that's weird.
TBV underscore casual fan. That's my Twitter handle at Fight Talk. You can find me on Instagram.
Word.
And you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. If you want to follow MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on all platforms, YouTube, SoundCloud, Patreon, iTunes, etc. Check it out.
Word. And you already know my name is Nesta Gibbs. I am your host. You can find me on all forms of social media at NesGT.
90 seconds.
And, yo, it's time to go. I holla.
Peace.